This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Monday, May 22nd, 2006. Well, let's talk about the weekend. But first up, as you can tell, I don't know why I did that. First up, as you can see by the title of this podcast, that this is my birthday week, meaning a week from today. In 1 week, I will turn 42. It's going to be my birthday. So I know that you're interested, and I know you want to send me gifts or something, but you don't have to do that. However, you know, if you want to, you can send something to the P.O. Box, but I know I shouldn't do that. Let me tell you what the P.O. Box number or what the P.O. Box address is. I know a long time ago I said what the P.O. Box was, but I never haven't said anything since, so I thought I would, give the address again. And let people, if they want to send something. You know, we got one thing. We got that book from Paul about the nutrition thing, but I didn't follow through with that. But the boyfriend has read some of it. Anyway, so my birthday is a week from today. Not that you need to send me anything, because I certainly don't need anything, nor do I want anything. But if you want the address, here it is. It's 1069 West Broad Street, number 182, Falls Church, Virginia, 22046. And that's all I'm going to do with that. So anyway, my birthday is in a week from today, and the boyfriend told me this weekend that he's got lots of plans for the entire weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, so there'll be more time to spend together, which will be nice, a three-day weekend together. And I have no idea what he's got planned, but he said I have to dress up one of the days. So we'll see. That. I think that means, I don't know, either a dinner out or a concert or something where I have to get not really dressed up, no tie or anything, but like nice pants and a long sleeve button down shirt, I guess. But anyway, I did want to say that a big apology to Ollie, who is a new listener of ours in the UK. He listens to Andrew of I Say. Actually, I think he might be a friend of Andrew's, but he said he started listening to our show, my show, and wanted to say hello. And we emailed like three times this past week, and today I got an email message from him saying, "Archer, I'm very upset because," actually, let me read the email. It says, "Hello, Archer. I am very upset today because I just finished listening to all of your shows from the past week, and I never heard you mention me in your section about listener emails." Of course, I'm giving the attitude myself. I can't tell if that's his attitude or not. He says, "I think I was the only one missed out." Oh, I'm sorry, Ollie. But then he says, "He, only joking." But Ollie, I really did mean to mention you, but you might remember that most of the shows from last week were pre-recorded, so I didn't have a day where I talked about listener email from that week. But anyway, or maybe I did on Thursday's show. I can't remember. In any case, Ollie, I am sorry for not mentioning you, but I do appreciate all your emails, and I did add you to the Skype, so hopefully we can connect on Skype sometime connect up. That would be nice. Okay, so that's two things off the list. The next thing I want to talk about, you know, I'm just basically going to go through these quick things. You know, it's almost like the, what does Wanda call it? Laundry items or something. I don't remember what she calls it. But anyway, and I'm sure most of you have heard this, that Reagan Fox of Fox in the City has decided to stop podcasting. He wrote this long thing and recorded a show about, what was it about? I'm sorry, I got distracted by Skype. I'm on Skype, but I'm not talking to anybody. Anyway, Reagan wrote this long thing about his persona has people. He ended up saying things that people expect him to say, and his show was kind of getting. He didn't really say stagnant, but I think that's what he was really alluding to. But anyway, he's decided that he's not going to podcast anymore on Fox in the City, but he still will do Eat This Hot Show, which is a good thing because I think he's got some good things to say on Eat This Hot Show, and it's not a persona for him on Eat This Hot Show. It's just him giving his, his opinions and stuff on whatever the topics are. So, sorry to see Fox in the City go away for a while. I guess he's going to go away for a while. But anyway. Now I'll get on back on to the weekend, what the boyfriend and I did this weekend. Well, on Friday night, The boyfriend came over. We had steak and long grain and wild rice for dinner and sat on the balcony and watched the sunset and drank two bottles of wine and just had a really nice, relaxing evening. It was lots of fun. Then on Saturday, we went to the Grey Ghost Winery ribbon cutting ceremony because they had built a new tasting room and they had invited us to the ribbon cutting ceremony. So we went there and they had some guest speakers, some, because this is in Rappahannock County, Virginia. So they had the, what's the guy's name? I have the paper here. The House of Delegates 15th District Representative Todd Gilbert, he spoke. And the House of Delegates, or no, I'm sorry, the Senate of Virginia 26th District Representative Mark Obershane, I think his name is. Anyway, I obviously, when these two guys drove in, they had Bush stickers on their car, so they were obviously Republicans. And while we were sitting there listening to them talk, the boyfriend and I both realized that we were surrounded by Republicans. All these people were very obviously Republicans. It was a little out of place, but I looked at it as if, because, well, I should say this, that anytime we go to this winery, the owners and the winemakers are always very nice to us. They always talk with us and spend time with us and all that kind of stuff. So they're very nice. So maybe they're very accepting. It's not that we're outwardly gay or anything, but I'm sure they figured it out. Two men in their 40s visiting the winery together over and over and over again, like we've been seeing. They have seen us together for more than a year now, so surely they know that we are a gay couple. But in any case, the way I like to look at it was, even though we were surrounded by Republicans, the winemaker and owner of the winery, that even though they treat us so nicely, I think that we are the new demographic of audience or customers that they want to attract, because I think that maybe deep down they realize that gays have money and they're going to spend it at wineries. And winemaking and wineries in Virginia is one of the fastest growing industries. So, I mean, they know where the money is. That not that Republicans don't have money, because God knows they do. But I just saw in this sea of people who were at this ribbon cutting, we were the, there was maybe like other, maybe two other young couples there, but I didn't recognize anybody to be gay there. But I think that we are just, I just consider myself the new demographic that they're trying to attract. So, I didn't think it was a bad thing to be surrounded by Republicans, but I wasn't going to talk politics with them, that's for sure. And we found out some information at this ribbon cutting ceremony after talking with the winemaker that, which we're kind of a little late on the, late whatever in the boat or whatever about this, but in the state of Virginia, they have a law now that was just enacted in March, I believe it was in March, that says that farm wineries, which are wineries that produce 5,000 cases of wine or less a year, can no longer be self-distributors, meaning that if there is a wine shop that's, you know, within the state, they cannot ship their wine themselves. They can't, like, drive it up there themselves and give it to the store owner, or they can't sell it to restaurants and deliver it themselves. They have to go through a distributor. Well, as it turns out, having a distributor is an extremely costly thing, and it's going to raise the cost per bottle of wine. So, you know, we're kind of late on this because we certainly could have done some lobbying for this earlier on. But in January, when this law was first being talked about, we could have, done a petition or something. But anyway, so we talked to this other guy who is the president of the Vinifera Wine Growers Association, and he, we've emailed him, and he's going to let us know what consumers can do now to help, you know, either repeal this law or, you know, change the law or something. So that's going to be something the boyfriend and I are going to be working on for the next, a couple of months, because actually the law takes effect July 1st. And the winemaker guy told us that unless there's a lawsuit in court or, you know, in the works by July 1st, then the law will take effect. However, if there's a lawsuit, then it will halt the law or something, or postpone the law from taking effect. Anyway, the problem with that is that anybody who could afford a lawsuit against the state for this law would have to be people with deep pockets or big producers of wine. Well, big producers of wine already have distributors, so they are not affected by this law. So it's kind of like a catch-22, just a whole bad situation. We were just, you know, talking to a couple of people yesterday, on Saturday, in hoping that there was something that we could do with our blog, or, you know, create a petition or something. And they were thinking, they're like, well, kind of like right now it's almost too late because the law goes into effect in another month. So, I don't know. It's just an interesting story and something that we're thinking about and probably going to be working on. So we're going to write about that on the wine blog. Anyway, so the ribbon cutting ceremony was really nice. They had the reception they had. The wine was just flowing. It was nice things to eat. And we had brought a lunch, so we bought a bottle of wine and sat out in their gazebo and had our lunch and just enjoyed the afternoon. And we really didn't make plans to go to any other wineries, but we ended up going to two more wineries and talking to people there about this law thing, this just self-distribution law thing. So anyway, and then Saturday night, what did we do Saturday night? Not a whole lot. I think I just cooked some dinner, and I don't even think we drank a bottle of wine. I think we just kind of relaxed and rested. Or maybe we did sit on the couch and watch some TV. I don't remember exactly what, but it was fun nonetheless. Then on Sunday, we went shopping. I decided I had to get some new shorts and some new shirts. And we went shopping, and I bought two pairs of shorts and two shirts. And so that'll increase my little summer wardrobe. Well, okay, I should qualify this. My boyfriend, well, I have this one, excuse me. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Forgive me. I have this one pair of shorts that I absolutely love. They're like cargo shorts. They're like this thin material. Well, they've seen better days. They've got, you know, they're coming apart at the edges. They're old. They're, you know, thin, threadbare, whatever. And I just love them, and I wear them all the time. Well, the boyfriend has told me over and again, you've got to get rid of those shorts. You've got to buy another pair of shorts. So that was actually the reason we went shopping. So he said, you can get the exact same pair of shorts at L.L. Bean. Just, you know, you just need to go there and buy them. So we went to the shopping center, the mall, and they have an L.L. Bean there. So we went there, and sure enough, I found two pairs of shorts are almost exactly like the ones that I like. So I went ahead and bought them, and then he was trying to talk me into some shirts, and you know, different besides plaid, because as you know, I'm a big plaid shirt wearer. And he's like, what about this nice solid color? I'm like, whatever, it's all right. But I went ahead and bought this yellow solid color shirt, and then another yellow shirt that has a little bit of plaid, but I guess. But anyway, so we went shopping, and then I said to him, while we are here in the mall, let's go to the Apple store because I want to see the new MacBooks. So sure enough, went to the Apple store, and I am convinced now that I have seen this computer in person, touched it, played with it, picked it up, held it, everything, I am definitely going to get the MacBook, because it has a beautiful screen. Even though people say it's shiny, I like the shininess on it. And it is fast. Oh my God, it's so fast. And it's perfect size. I mean, I picked it up. It closes. It's small. I mean, it's perfect. So I'm going to get, definitely going to get it, but I'm going to get it this summer. And since the boyfriend and I will be using it when we go to wineries, I made him, you know, look at it and check it out. And he liked it and so forth. So definitely, most definitely going to get the white MacBook this summer. Pleased with that. So after of course, I'm drooling over all the other things in the Apple Store too, like the 30-inch cinema display and the 20-inch Intel iMac, which looks surprisingly exactly like mine. Oh, and that just reminded me, because the MacBook has the EyeSight camera. Well, I fired it up and to show the boyfriend, and the quality is amazing. That camera, I think, is much better than the ones that are in the IMAX, the old, not the old, but the Intel IMAX now. So I'm liking that. I'm definitely going to, you know, be pleased with that. Anyway, so after the Apple Store, we went to the, I'm sure gay men know this. You know the Yankee Candle shop, the Yankee Candles, those have those amazing smells, but of course they're outrageously expensive. Well, there's a store in the mall that is just Yankee Candles. So the boyfriend dragged me in there, and we started looking around, and ended up buying a couple candles. And I got this thing. I don't even know what it's called, but you put it. It holds, well, it's like a ceramic thing that on the top it's got like a bowl, and you put like this potpourri thing in it. I don't even know what it's called, to tell you the truth, but it's like this little wafer kind of thing. It's the wax of the candle, I believe. And then you put a tea light candle underneath, and as the tea light candle heats up the bowl part, it melts this whatever this potpourri wafer thing, and then it sets off the smell. So I went ahead and got that instead of spending a ton of money on the candles. And that way you can, you know, use it forever and just buy the little things. And the little things are only like $1.59, so that was cheap. And, of course, when we got home, I got it out of its box and set it right up, and it's smelling beautiful. It's still going right now. So, yeah, that was fun. And then when we came back from shopping, the boyfriend was like, okay, it's time to go. So we packed him up, and he went home. And now then, last night, I spent a little time, well, not a little time, a couple hours, recording a show with Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast and John Ong. Now, I haven't edited it yet or anything like that, but the three of us decided that, you know, how Madge Weinstein was asking for shows to be submitted to her for the when she's gone on vacation. Well, we decided we would try one, so we had a fun time recording it, and all I can say is that look forward to that. Maybe if our show is selected sometime in the summer, when Madge needs shows to fill in for her while she's gone, and it would be played on Sirius Satellite Radio, so that would be cool. I don't know if she'll select our show or not, but we went ahead and recorded anyway, just, you know, and had a good time doing that. So anyway, now two other things I want to mention that because I know this was a topic last week. I was on Thursday's show, I mentioned that I needed help with YouTube, that I could not hear the volume of YouTube. Well, I got several emails and a couple comments on the website about it, and all of the suggestions worked. Michael Perry suggested that I change the settings with the Apple MIDI setup. So I went through that and changed the settings with that, and that worked. And then for good measure, I followed through with what Jeff at Fido.com suggested I do, and that was to download the latest version of the Flash Macromedia Flash player. So I went ahead and did both of those, and now I can hear the audio on the YouTube movies that are out, you know, every time when someone posts one. So thank you both for that. And actually, I should play this voicemail, because I got a voicemail from Jeff at Fido.com explaining what it is that I had to do. So I'm glad he did that, because I followed the directions exactly. So listen to this voicemail. It's not too long, from Jeff about YouTube and how to fix it. So listen to this.
Hi, Archer. This is Jeff calling from Fido.com in Atlanta. Well, Atlanta and Nashville. And I just finished listening to your podcast, and you were talking about a problem you were having with getting sound on embedded files like YouTube files to play properly and to get the sound. The way that works is whenever you, because we do a little bit of video and stuff, so, and we use a service called AudioBlog, but it's all the same. When you upload a file, it converts it to Flash. So what's probably happening is your Flash player's gotten corrupted or something screwy with it. So I would suggest that you go to Macromedia, download the latest Flash player, and install that on your Mac, and see what happens. That's probably going to fix your problem. Otherwise, you may just have to diddle with settings. But I don't really think there's any settings you can mess with. I think it's just kind of an automatic thing. But it's just Flash, and a new Flash player should do it. So, anyway, I hope that helps. Just a bit of advice, and keep podcasting. I'm loving hearing your shows. And take care. Bye.
So thank you, Jeff. I know it was a little technical, but I do appreciate the voicemail, Jeff, and I'm so glad to hear that you guys are still listening and tuning in. And thank you for all the help with the YouTube. Now I can hear the audio on those videos. Now the last thing I was just going to say, I actually should have talked about this first, and I was really meaning to have the boyfriend on about this because he's the one who experienced it. This weekend, the Da Vinci Code movie started. I think was it this weekend or last weekend? I don't know. I think it was this weekend. But in any case, when the boyfriend's at my house on the weekends, on Sundays, he goes to a local church here in my neighborhood, and it's a Catholic church. It's in a relatively conservative area. Well, yesterday when he went to church, the priest, his homily or his lecture or whatever you call it, because I'm not religious, It was all about the Da Vinci Code and how blasphemous it is and, you know, all of this stuff. And the boyfriend actually had to get up and leave the church because he was so disgusted with this priest talking about the Da Vinci Code and how bad it is and all of this kind of thing. Which is absolutely crazy that religions are even attempting to use the Da Vinci Code for whatever reason. Because when the boyfriend and I were shopping yesterday, we went to the bookstore and he looked at the first two pages of the Da Vinci Code, and sure enough, the second page in explains all of the things that are fact in the book and everything else is not. So clearly, Dan Brown is saying in the second page that this book is fiction. So all of you religious zealots who are going on and on and on about how this Da Vinci Code is blasphemous and so forth are just plain stupid, because you're reading, the book is fiction. You're reading a work of fiction. It has nothing to do with reality. And those things that do have to do with reality, he states up front on the second page of the book. So just, people are just plain stupid. And to have a priest at a church using it as a, you know, means to make people mad, or I don't know what he was trying to do, but saying if you read it and, you know, all the things in it are false and all this kind of stuff is just crazy. And the boyfriend said that one other person got up and walked out when he got up and walked out. So people were obviously not happy. Well, a couple of people were not happy with his homily or whatever. I think it's homily. I'm not all that familiar with the Catholic Church and how it works. But in any case, that was the thing about the Da Vinci Code. And see, I didn't read the books. So I really don't know anything about it. And I really don't think I plan to see the movie, because it's a bit not my kind of movie, I guess. So I probably won't see it. Unless the boyfriend wanted to see it. And then, of course, I would see it with him. But I don't really have any desire to see it. So anyway, I'm just a little disappointed in the church using the Da Vinci Code like that. I did want to give mention a couple other emails from listeners. We got two from Paul in Philadelphia, and he was talking about, he found a positive quote of the day that he sent along with me, and it was, it says, "The nobler sort of man emphasizes the good qualities in others and does not accentuate the bad. The inferior does the reverse." And that is by Confucius, who is a Chinese philosopher. And then he found another one that says, "Don't speak evil of someone if you don't know of for certain. And if you do know, ask yourself, why am I telling it?" And that's by Johann Caspar Lavater, who is a theologian. And those have to refer to, remember when I had that show about the gossip and talking about people and stuff? Well, I guess that was what Paul was finding, and he was just sharing those with me. And then he also sent along deals on the MacBook and how you can get a $100 mail-in rebate. I think it's through Amazon, because it looks like, yeah, it's through Amazon. But I would do it through my education discount, Paul, but thank you for that information anyway. So now, boys and girls, I think I should wrap this up. So don't forget, my birthday is a week from today. It's Monday, May 29th, and I will be 42 years old. So, you know, I look forward to some well wishes and whatever. But let's see, tomorrow's show, I don't know. Anyway, I was really hoping to record a show with the boyfriend this weekend, but we got a little behind in our things and we weren't able to record a show. So, sorry. Anyway, so thanks for the emails, Ollie. I'm so sorry for not mentioning your emails. I hope this makes up for it and you'll continue to listen to the show and hopefully to catch up with you on Skype sometime. And until next time, boys and girls, bye. Archer Radio.